Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, July 25th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is State Roundup. Trump administration denies recovery funds to flooded Allegheny, Garrett counties. President Donald Trump's administration denied Maryland's request for emergency funds to help Allegheny and Garrett County communities still recovering from a historic flash flood in May. Governor Wes Moore said the state will appeal Trump's decision, seeking $15.8 million in disaster relief funds from FEMA. The floods damaged over 200 homes, businesses, and infrastructure in western Maryland towns, including Westernport. Meanwhile, Del David Moon is drafting legislation to require Maryland to redraw maps if other states do so. Additionally, the Maryland Higher Education Commission is warned of potential changes in financial aid eligibility under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Dr. Mina Seshamani, the new state health secretary, is focusing on behavioral health priorities, and Baltimore ranks as the fourth most dangerous city in the U.S., according to U.S. News & World Report.
H.E. Ahmed Al-Jarwan, president of the Global Council for Tolerance and Peace, calls for urgent de-escalation and diplomatic dialogue between Cambodia and Thailand. H.E. Ahmed Al-Jarwan, president of the Global Council for Tolerance and Peace, has urged for urgent de-escalation and diplomatic dialogue between Cambodia and Thailand. The GCTP emphasizes the need for immediate de-escalation to maintain regional stability and protect border communities. They also call for the resumption of diplomatic and parliamentary communication channels to rebuild trust and address concerns in good faith. Additionally, the GCTP stresses the importance of normalizing cross-border trade to restore economic confidence and cooperation crucial for local livelihoods. The organization reaffirms its support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of both countries, urging all stakeholders to work towards lasting peace. H.E. Ahmed Al-Jarwan, a prominent diplomat and former president of the Arab Parliament, founded the GCTP in Malta and the Foundation for Culture and Religious Tolerance in Spain, advocating for tolerance and peace globally.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.